This is Rio Pacino for PodTech.net. I'm here at CES 2007 inside Intel's World Series of Video Game tent. I'm here with Harold Wilhelm, who is in charge of the World Series of Video Games tent. Welcome to the podcast, Harold.
Hello.
Harold, we are inside here, and I can tell all of our listeners this is a huge, huge tent with a whole bunch of gaming going on here. Tell us what the World Series of Video Games is all about, and is this the first time for CES having this type of event going on?
Yes, actually it is. This is actually the final event of a global tour we did this last year. Okay. And this kind of is the all-star event. The global tour started in spring last year, went to Europe. We had four stops in the US. We went to China. And they were kind of qualifiers for a final that happened in New York last December. Mm-hmm. The winners of that final mm-hmm. are now here at CES at the all-star event, presenting themselves to the public, to the industry, to kind of show what this sport is all about and what's behind the World Series of Video Games.
Harold, what games are being involved here as far as those finalists are concerned? Is it Quake 4? Is it
Quake 4 is the first-person shooter. We have Counter-Strike 1.6, mm-hmm. and these two are presented here. We have a couple of games that are just here for show, racing games, as you may hear in the background. We have an exciting Formula One racing simulator here.
Right, there's two big F1 cars out there.
Yes, Intel is sponsoring the BMW F1 Sauber team. And we brought the original show car here, and we also spun off a couple of simulators so the fans can have the real racing experience.
Now, Harold, with these games comes technology. What kind of technology are you guys displaying here at Intel at this event?
It's called 2-on-2 levels. The mobile Core 2 processor and the desktop Core 2 processor. Mm-hmm. We also show our latest here, the quad-core processor for high multitasking environments. A nice example is actually the racing simulator here. Mm-hmm. The racing simulator drives a rumbling effect, drives numerous light effects, wind effects. You have to have obviously the steering wheel and the nice graphics there on the front end, and all of that has to be driven by a powerful processor. And if you're able to split the tasks up in multiple cores, it makes the application run much smoother. So multi-core is the headline here for Intel.
How are the gamers taking this as far as using this technology and showing off the games with that technology? Are they pretty impressed?
Yes, so we used the multi-core technology throughout the World Series. Mm-hmm. So we have used it all year. First time in history that professional gaming was done on laptops. So we have the Dell XPS laptops. We took them around the world as well. Had the pro gamers play on it. Just got fabulous feedback. They are very close to come to the high-end desktop systems.
I see that Fatality is here.
Yes.
Well, Matthias Fatality, what other famous gamers are here on hand at CES for Intel's event here?
We have Sturmy here. Mm-hmm. He's our Italian ace. We have Swedish Toxic here, Quake 4 champion. Very excited to have him here. We have a couple of Counter-Strike teams here, I believe. Help me out.
I think I saw some of the Fragdolls here also.
The Fragdolls are here. They're not playing Counter-Strikes, but they are here. Yes, they've been with us on the World Tour.
BMS Clan?
Pummy?
BMS Clan?
Exactly.
I think I saw them around as
they
well.
Are here, so. Yeah.
So you got both guys and girls representing
yes,
here at the event.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
So have those contests or those gaming tournaments, have they all been completed so far, or are we still moving on into the finals here at the World Series of Video Games?
Well, for the professionals, they are done, right? We have the all-stars here. So the winners of New York are here. Mm-hmm. They won their money. They're here for fun to show off their skills. But the visitors here can actually still win. So wow. We are giving away laptops, we're giving away hardware. We have Beat the Pro competitions where you can actually run against one of the champions. And if you only get in one frag, you already win. So we're not talking about winning against the pros, we're talking about one frag. We have one of the race car drivers here.
Oh wow.
So you can go against one of the professional BMW drivers in our racing simulator.
So you get one frag or you get one you win one lap against that professional racer. What do you get? What do you win?
It's somewhere between a processor and a head, depending on the game and depending how well you're doing.
Cool. Anything else you want to add, Harold, before we end this podcast?
Oh yeah. Well, we will be on tour again this year. Look out for Intel sponsoring a professional league and try to be in one of our major events, we'd be happy to see you there.
The World Series of Video Games have a website that some of our listeners can go on if they want.
www.dwsvg.com.
Okay, Errol, appreciate the time. Thanks a lot for the podcast, and it's about time I game myself.
Enjoyed being here. Thank you.
Thanks.